Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Conscious Awakening series. I'm your host, Sheila Seppi, and my intention with this podcast is to support you in your spiritual and cosmic growth. Each week, we explore inspiring stories that will help with unveilment, resilience, triumph. They share stories of transformation and empowerment right here on the Conscious Awakening Network. Our guest for this episode is Dawn Ressel, here to talk with us about healing and spiritual growth. But before I bring Dawn on, I want to let you know that she is a certified guide, healer, and teacher with the Modern Mystery School and the owner of The Light Within. She holds a master's degree in digital media from Georgia Institute of Technology and a bachelor's degree in communication from Florida State University. Dawn teaches metaphysical classes, meditation, and offers private healing sessions in San Diego. Dawn is also the author of the book Ancient Healing, Modern Miracles, which contains stories of real people who have overcome some of life's biggest challenges through ancient spiritual modalities. We continue to look to the modern medicine and technology to solve so many of society's problems, and no doubt these advances have brought about positive changes. Yet, we are still plagued by epidemics of depression, anxiety, substance abuse, relationships, hardships, and more. Something critical is missing, and we've lost our healing connection to soul and spirit. And this is a quote by Dawn herself. And what I'd like to do right now, Dawn, is to bring you up and welcome you so much to the show today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I am excited to have you here because, there is so much that's going on in the world today. Everybody is talking about dropping into fear. They're talking about war. They're talking about all kinds of negative things. And yet, there's so much hope that's being held by yet another group of people. And I know that this is some of the hope that you're helping to share and to bring and to spread across the planet. So I was wondering, first, if you could kind of tell us how you got here and really what drew you initially to this path of metaphysics and healing.
Yes, I would love to share that story because I think it really mirrors what I hope the progression of humans in general will be. Because I found myself about 8 years ago in a state of despair. I was struggling with generalized anxiety disorder, and I really got to a point in my life where I didn't understand what even the point of life was, and I was constantly plagued by negative thoughts. And that's when I started realizing that the only person who could change this was me, and that I just needed to find a way to do it. But I didn't know how. I didn't have the tools, and so I started searching, and I did go a lot of traditional routes, but eventually my path led me to the Modern Mystery School, where I'm now trained as a healer and guide and teacher. But at first, I just started receiving the teachings and the healings because I needed them. And I had no aspiration to become a healer. But I had such profound shifts in my own life from receiving these modalities that it awakened me to my own purpose, which really was to become a healer. And I had no idea. I was working in tech, and I was so far removed from spirituality and healing. I never had any idea, any inkling that that was really my true calling. But this work really awakened that for me, and also helped me heal from anxiety disorder, which I no longer suffer from, and I have suffered from most of my life.
And that's so important because so many people today are suffering from anxiety, and to be able to overcome that is absolutely huge. Were there any particular practices or any techniques, that you followed on a regular basis that you might could share with people?
Certainly meditation is going to help, right? For most people, but I actually had much more of a overnight cure, which I was never expecting, and that's really what prompted me to write my book, Ancient Healing, Modern Miracles, because I had a personal miracle, And I knew there were other people out there who had experienced miracles through this work, and I wanted to share some of those stories. So, you know, my story was I did a session called the Life Activation, which I now offer to people, and every Life Activation practitioner in the Modern Mystery School offers that across the world. And I noticed that my stress started reducing immediately after that session. I became But it part of what it does is it raises your vibration to a new baseline. And so, you know, stress is at a very low vibration. If we can raise our vibration higher, we can actually rise above it, you know. And so that started to help me. And then I did the next step, which is called Empower Thyself Initiation, which is a 2-day workshop. And it at the end, you receive a physical initiation like we've always done in the ancient mystery school traditions. And that actually allows you to expand your capacity to hold light by tenfold. And so I literally woke up the next day and realized that I didn't have that feeling of anxiety that I was always in the background for me. And I kind of waited for it to come back, to be honest with you, because I thought, oh yeah, I'm not just riding this high, you know, of having done this major thing, but it never came back. And so it was literally an overnight cure. And again, it's just really about raising yourself above those lower vibrations of stress and anxiety. And we can absolutely do that through the tools of the Modern Mystery School, which come from the ancient lineage of King Solomon. And I've experienced it firsthand.
Wow. So can you tell us a little bit more about this mystery school and what's involved with it?
I'd love to. So the Modern Mystery School is it's an ancient lineage, and all of the work in this lineage goes back to the time of King Solomon, but actually much of it goes back even further, over 8,000 years to Hermes. And so it's a lineage of ancient spiritual teachings, metaphysics, healing modalities. So King Solomon in his time over 3,000 years ago, gathered together the best healers and shaman and medicine people and oracles and teachers of his time and said, bring all of your work and we want to test it. We want to see what works, you know, for all people, all time, and what works together. And from that decades of work with all of those greatest healers across the world, he created a system of healings and teachings that he wanted to persist throughout time. And so this work has persisted in an unbroken lineage all of those thousands of years. And he predicted a time on earth when people would be ready, or the average person would be ready, not just, you know, priests and priestesses, but the average person would be seeking this type of spiritual progression. And that's the time, I believe, we believe in the Modern Mystery School, that time is now. And so these teachings and healings are available to the public through the Modern Mystery School, through certified practitioners and teachers in the school, and of which I am one of many. And if you go to the Modern Mystery School website, you can find a practitioner near you. I happen to be in San Diego, but you know, there's people everywhere. We have people in over 60 countries.
So now, what do these practices entail? Can you describe a little bit more in depth about them?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So, you know, part of what we offer are classes. So we teach people, you know, meditation, sacred geometry, astral travel, spiritual intuition. These are some of the classes that we offer locally from teachers in the school. And these are all going to give you tools to connect more with who you really are as a spiritual being. And we really want to empower people to have more tools so that they can get guidance for themselves. They can connect more to their higher self and their spiritual guides and their intuition, and have ways to bring a higher vibration into their everyday life. And so that's part of what we offer. And then we also offer private healing sessions, you know, including we usually have recommend people start with the life activation, which is the DNA activation that brings more light.
I'm sorry, but can you spell that modality for the people that may be listening?
Oh, absolutely. Life, LIFE,
oh
activation, ACTIVATION, the life activation. Yes, thank you for clarifying that. So that is a DNA activation, and that brings much more light into what we call the divine blueprint, which is, our map of our expansive map of what we really wanted to create in this life and our fullest potential and our gifts. And, what we were meant to bring to this world as much as well as what we're meant to experience. So what we're meant to receive and what we're meant to contribute, that's all contained in our DNA, in our spiritual DNA. And so we bring a lot of light into your spiritual DNA through this modality and your physical DNA as well. And so that starts to get people, it's a catalyst for living more in alignment with your highest purpose and who you really are from the sense of being a divine being. And again, it starts to raise people up to like a higher vibration so they can rise above, some of these lower vibrational challenges that people have, like negative thoughts and stress and these kinds of things. And then helps them magnetize opportunities that are really in alignment for them.
Beautiful. Now, I know you've got a background in digital media. How do you sort of blend digital media with metaphysics and healing?
Yeah, the truth is I really don't do much blending, although I mean it certainly has helped me with being more tech savvy. I mean, these days you have to get the word out, right? And so otherwise people won't know that we exist. And so I do a lot of work, using that those techniques that I learned and how to optimize my website and how to get the word out there and use technology to support my light work. But my main focus, as of now, is really is this work, being a guide and a teacher and a healer.
I always like to ask authors, with your book, Ancient Healing and Modern Miracles, what is your favorite part of that entire book?
That's a great question. Well, my story's in there, so of course, this is the thing that drew me to writing the book in the first place. But my mom's story is also in there, and so I think maybe that might be my favorite part of the book because my mother was the first person I did a life activation for when I came back from the training to be able to offer that modality. And I got to see firsthand how it helped her in her life and how it had a ripple effect across our whole family. And so, of course, I love seeing the results from all of my clients, but that one was very personal to me. And so, could I share like a little blurb about my mom's story that's in the
That would
book?
be awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So my mom at the time when she really received her life activation, which was back in 2018, she was kind of at a crossroads. She had just moved to Florida to be closer to our family, my sisters in particular, and their children. And she was trying to decide what to do with her life. She's like, well, I'm at the age where I could retire, but I've always worked, and I feel like I don't know what to do if I'm not going to be working, which I think a lot of people, when they reach that age, they kind of have that kind of feeling too. Like, what am I going to do with my life if I'm not working? So she thought, well, I should just get a part-time job. And so then I did her life activation, and she pretty quickly realized she was not supposed to be working, that her role was really to support the family and really step up and become the matriarch of the family. And she started to see how much her family needed her and the opportunities and the spaces where she could really support them. And one of the things that I loved was that my nephew, who's now quite a bit older, but at this time he was a teenager, he was going through some difficult times and he wasn't really opening up to many people. But after my mom had her life activation, he started opening up to her more than he opened up to anyone. And she was actually really able to help him through that time and support him. So that's just one example of how that affected my family. But the thing I love about this work and healing in general is it's not only about the individual, right? I mean, certainly it starts with the individual, but it has such an impact on the family, the friends, the community, the coworkers, whoever is in the sphere of that individual who's done the healing. has the potential to benefit from the individual doing the work. And so I love that story.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. And you know, when stories are really close to home and we can share them with such passion, I think that vibration alone begins to hit people in their heart space and, you know, really open them up. So thanks for sharing that story. I want to talk to you a little bit about the times that we're living in. You know, we had the lunar eclipse recently on, you know, the 25th. We have the solar eclipse on the 8th of April. We have Easter in between. We just went through the spring equinox. I'm wondering what type of energetic shifts or changes that you yourself are feeling or are able to observe.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, we're always going through cycles, and so it's really about tuning into what's the energy of the cycles that we're in and being aware of it, right? And so I think spring in general is always going to bring fertile ground for creation. And vibrancy, energy, and new opportunities, beginnings, new beginnings. So I'm really feeling into that energy right now. I'm feeling like a lot of things that the seeds that I've planted and that all of us as a collective planted in the winter are really now starting to blossom. And so I feel that, and I feel less of this energy of wanting to kind of hibernate, which is kind of the energy of winter, right? We rest. We restore, we hibernate. So that way we can come back out in the spring and bring our gifts and bring our fullness and bring life and, you know, see the world from a perspective of optimism and hope. You know, and so I think that's one of the energies that I am really loving right now that I want people to be aware of so that they can tap into it. Because the thing about it is these energies are always here, as you know. And so if we bring that awareness, we can really harness them more. And so I do work with the wheel of the year quite a bit, you know, which is spring equinox is one of the major holidays in the wheel of the year. And that's really what it's about. And then we have the eclipses, you know, I don't have much to say about that. I'm not versed enough in astrology to comment on that. I don't want to say anything that where it's like out of my depth. But what was the other thing that you mentioned?
Oh, that's pretty much it. And
Oh,
the
okay.
energetic shifts that you're seeing in people, and you address that with the newness. Yeah. So
And
in
it's
this
part of a bigger cycle. It's a part of a bigger cycle too, I think, right? Of there's just a lot of change and transformation happening in the world at a very rapid pace right now in general. And there's an opportunity for people to step up, to heal, to move beyond their limitations that they previously thought were there. I think that's the general era that we're in right now. And that's why so many people are seeking spiritual growth and new spiritual tools and more healing and more empowerment.
Yeah, so you know, as we're talking about these new beginnings, there are lots of people who are seeking to reconnect with their soul and, you know, their spiritual essence. For those people who are looking for this new start, what kind of techniques might you recommend to them, or what advice would you offer?
Yeah, that's a great question. The technique that I would recommend to start with is the life activation, which I talked about earlier, which you can receive from any of the certified practitioners through the Modern Mystery School, because that's really about a catalyst for change, positive change in your life. And it's gonna accelerate you to get more on your path and more in alignment with what's really in the your greatest and highest good, whatever that is. And that's gonna be different for you than anyone else, right? And so I think the advice that I would have for people is to find your own path and know that your path is different than everyone else's. And so you know, part of the mistakes that I made in life that brought me to the brink of honestly like a crisis, mental health crisis, was that I followed the advice that everyone had given me without really looking within as to who I really was and what I really was here to accomplish in life. And so I don't want to see other people make that mistake, you know. And so really the advice I have is go within and trust yourself above, you know, whatever else is out there, because you have a unique piece to play in the world and no one else can tell you what that is. And so developing your intuition, your connection with your higher self through meditation, and through other spiritual techniques is really going to be very valuable. You know, and we offer, you know, through the Modern Mystery School many classes that help with that. But of course, meditation is everywhere. So any type of meditation is going to be beneficial to help you connect more with your inner voice and your inner knowing. And then you know, but then bringing that into action is the second piece. You know, I see some people get stuck in their inner world without actually taking the action to manifest. So you can be really clear on the inside of what it is you're here to do, but if you're not taking the action and really making a plan and every day working towards fulfilling that and manifesting that, it's not going to really go anywhere. And so I don't want to see people stuck in meditating all day without actually bringing that into the world, bringing the fruits and the benefits of what you have to offer into the world. That's really what you're here to do. So I think of meditation and doing the inner work as a vehicle to get clear about what you need to, what actions you need to take, but it doesn't stop there.
Yeah, now, you know, one of the things that when people embark on this path, they're always looking for literature or they're always looking for teachings, those types of things. I know we've talked about the mystery school a little bit, but what are, do you have any particular teachings that you have found that have been very helpful for you or, you know, a particular practitioner or, you know, guru that even though, you know, you've looked within and you found your own truth, but, you know, some of these people also have some words of wisdom that they share. Do you have anyone in particular that really speaks to you that you could recommend for others?
I mean, I have some books that I really like that have really helped me on my path. You know, The Alchemist is one of the books that I've found really valuable. And I think the thing I love about that particular book is it meets you where you are, and it's so multi-layered. And I honestly just think it's one of the most magical books because you can read it, you know, again and again, and it's going to open up different insights for you every time, depending on where you are in life. Even though it seems on the surface like it might be a simple book, it's really not a simple book at all. And I also love The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And a lot of the teachings, you know, that I've been influenced by, I should say, come from an oral tradition, from the lineage of King Solomon. And so they've been passed down from teacher to student the same way for thousands of years. So, you know, we don't do a lot over Zoom. It's all in person, and there's an energetic transfer that happens when these, you know, really holy teachings are passed down from teacher to student through the oral tradition, face to face. And so I want people to all also realize, yes, there's a lot out there in terms of what's on the internet, you know, what's available in books and podcasts and things. But I have personally found that my life has been very enriched by receiving these oral teachings through an ancient tradition, and that there's really nothing that can really compare with that in terms of what's available through technology, because technology does kind of, I want to say, to me, it feels like it almost sanitizes, you know, some of the teachings in a way that you lose the richness of it in times, and then also can, you know, be distorted as well. So it can add in things that are not pure or of the original intent. So that's one thing that I've just found in my own path that I really value about what we offer in the Modern Mystery School.
Great. That's beautiful. And, you know, we've talked a lot about inner guidance in this episode. I'm just kind of wondering, how do you see the role of intuition playing with people?
Oh, intuition is so important, you know, because in our modern society, I think there's so much distraction. There's so much emphasis on external, you know, what's external to you, perception of, you know, what other people think. And so I think intuition is really the solution to combating these things when they go too far to extremes, right? And so it, once we develop our intuition, then we can have confidence that what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're feeling is really us and not outside external influences, which are not always in alignment for us. You know, even if someone is very successful and what they're doing is working for them, does not necessarily mean that that's what you're meant to do. It might just be their path. And so I think we can get really hung up on this emulation of others, how they look, how they talk, how they dress, you know, what they do, how they made their money, you know, how they talk, like, you know, all their strategies. And I think the intuition is the thing that's going to help us discern whether or not that's something that we should adopt, which sometimes it is, you know, sometimes we can legitimately learn from people and adopt their strategies or their way of being, and it can still be authentic to us. But there's other times where it's not going to serve us as an individual. And so I think the intuition is key in being able to cut through a lot of the noise that's out there. And really stay true to yourself. I mean, I'm really big on authenticity, and I think that's how you connect with people as well. That's how you can make a bigger impact in the world, is when you're authentic. And if you're not connected to your own intuition, people will be able to see, you know, that you're not authentic, and you're able to make much better decisions when you're connected to your intuition, you know. And I've found that in my own development. You know, I used to take a long time to make decisions because I would use only my logic. I would try to rationalize everything. And you can go into this rabbit hole of rationalization and using logic to try. And sometimes there's no perfect answer when you're just going off of logic. But then you tune into your intuition, you develop your intuition and just cut through. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I just know. I don't know. And sometimes it's actually the opposite of what you might come to, you know, the conclusion might come to you if you just use your logic. Because sometimes what is best for us is not logical. It's from the spiritual. And so it can be beyond logic sometimes. And so I think there's so many reasons why intuition is important and so many benefits we can have in our, we can reap in our life from really developing that in ourselves.
Yeah, you know, now as a metaphysical practitioner and healer and spiritual teacher myself, I often have encountered questions about how metaphysical practices intersect with the concept of spirituality and religion. And is spirituality and religion the same? And I'm just wondering how you answer those questions.
That's a good question. I don't believe they're the same. I mean, there's certainly overlap. I mean, it's kind of, you could kind of look at it like a Venn diagram, right? And what's in the middle? And you know, every religion in the world believes in something greater than themselves, right? Spirituality believes in something greater than themselves. What that is can be different based on what your religion is, you know. And so that's where I think it starts to deviate. And how you put it into practice, it starts to deviate, right? Depending from religion to religion. But we all believe there's something greater than us. And that's, I think, the foundation of what brings life to a higher plane, a higher vibration. But, you know, spirituality doesn't necessarily contain the dogma, you know, that religion contains. And it doesn't seek to exclude anyone or say that there's only one way or there's only one path or that your way, my way is better than your way. And I think for me, spirituality is really about building that connection with the God within and the greater God or universe or source. So however you want to, again, there's no dogma, you know, but however you want to describe it for you, what's that greater power that we're working to connect to? It's about how do I connect to it inside of myself? And then how do I see that in everything around me and everyone around me? And that to me is spirituality at its core. And religion may or may not, depending on the religion, seek to do that, right? And so, yeah.
Usually coupled in with that question, there's always this other question that they're asking is, well, what about destiny? And is free will really free will if we have predetermined things that will happen to us in our lives? And when those questions come up for you, how do you answer that?
I do believe we have free will. I mean, I think that's one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave us is free will. I mean, it's evident. I mean, we make choices every single day, and that takes us on a different path. That being said, are there choices that are better for us than others? Absolutely. And are there some things that are meant to cross our path and we'll find a way because they're significant? Yes, I do believe that happens. But I also believe there's so many variables and there's so many factors, and it's not one or the other, free will or destiny. I think that's a kind of like a false dichotomy. I think based on the choices that we have, options open up to us, and the universe is very dynamic. God is very dynamic. We're very dynamic, and so there's so much at play, than more than I think we can even comprehend. But we have the ability to make choices every single day, and we have free will, but that doesn't negate the fact there are certain things that we're meant to accomplish, certain things we're meant to do, certain people we're meant to meet, certain gifts we're meant to bring into the world, certain things we're meant to contribute. And that's what I love about the life activation is because it really accelerates people in finding what those things are for them and bringing them into the physical, manifesting them. And so some of these things are in the spiritual realms already, but they need to come down into the physical and manifest. And so sometimes we need like help in order to do that.
So now we've talked a lot about the life activation. I was wondering, can you describe a little bit about what someone could expect if they were to have a life activation with you?
Absolutely. It's gonna depend on the individual and where they're at in life. And so in my book, I have many stories about how it's affected different individuals in different ways. But some of the highlights, or say, or the kind of general themes, it's gonna give you more connection with your intuition, strengthen your intuition so you can make better decisions. It's gonna help you magnetize opportunities that are really in alignment for you, help you have more clarity in decision making about what is in your greatest and highest good, and help you rise above some lower vibrations that we talked about, stress, even sometimes physical illness. We can help people rise above that with that session. And what we do in the session is we do energy balancing, comprehensive energy balancing, and some clearing of stagnant energies. And then that prepares the way for us to do the actual activation, which is done with a crystal shamanic wand. And we actually go into the etheric field of the individual and bring light into the DNA using that wand. And so that's kind of the highlight or the summary of how the session actually goes. But yeah, I see people just get much clearer about who they are, why they're here, and how to get more on track with what's best for them. And so sometimes you'll see people get new jobs or start a new business or, find a new relationship. Or honestly, sometimes people will end a relationship. I've seen that many times because that relationship is not serving them anymore and they were kind of stuck, and they'll get unstuck and then they'll find something better, something that's better for them at that time. Or, they'll, get clear about what their purpose is. They might change careers completely. And that's what happened for me. It was like I realized I was meant to be a healer, and not so much in tech. not that there's anything wrong with it, but there's people who are better suited to do that, and this is my purpose, And so yeah.
So now, for people who are watching and even listening to this podcast, can you explain a little bit about the etheric field that you mentioned that you use the crystal wand and go into? Maybe some people may not be familiar with that
Oh,
term.
sure. Yeah, that's a great call out. So, our etheric body is the blueprint. It contains the blueprint of our physical body. And our etheric body, you can almost think of like a halo around our physical body. So it goes, like about an inch to 2 inches or half an inch to an inch around our physical body. But things can manifest in that etheric field before they enter the physical body. And that gives us an opportunity as energy healers to clear things that we don't need before it manifests in the physical. And then also bring more light into that energy field that can infuse into the physical body. And so that's just how we access that particular aspect of our DNA through the life activation modality.
Beautiful, beautiful. And once someone has a life activation, I know you said that many, many things can transpire, but the day of the activation, are there things that people need to be aware of? Will they have emotions coming to the surface? Do they need to drink more water? What would a typical afternoon look like if you had a session in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. There's certainly energy healing modalities that we offer that there are some considerations like that, but I find that the life activation really just people can leave the session and go back to their normal day for the most part, and not be like too drowsy or emotional or anything like that. Sometimes people will feel much more relaxed as a result. And in fact, that's the most common thing I hear is, "Oh, I'm so much more relaxed," which is nice. But I see the true benefits of the session really unfold after they leave my office, because then their life starts changing, But there's no, in this particular modality, there's nothing major that I would say they have to be concerned about.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's great. So people could have a session and head right back to work.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Okay, beautiful. Now, when we look at the whole field of metaphysics, sometimes people have misconceptions about really what metaphysics is. And so, just, and I should have asked this earlier on to help clarify because we've talked about metaphysics so much, but in your opinion, what do you see metaphysics truly being or encompassing?
That's such a great question. Meta is, above or beyond and physical, right? So I guess the simplest way, it's above or beyond the physical, right? It's more profound than our physical existence or just our body, right? And so it's the study of things beyond the physical body, which our physical body can sometimes make us feel limited, but we're really unlimited spiritual beings. And so I think of metaphysics as the study of the things that are beyond our physical limitations and how we connect to them, how we harness those powers, which we do have access to, and we can bring them in the physical, but we need connection and we need tools and we need, teachings in order to be able to do that. And there's ways that, are proven over thousands and thousands of years to be able to work, as well as there's, newer techniques that people are discovering as well. But the techniques I'm trained in are really the ancient techniques. And so, for me, metaphysics, it's for at least 8,000 years, we know that there's been metaphysical traditions on this planet. And I find that fascinating, that far back into our human history, we were thinking about, who are we really? Why are we here? Who is God really? What is God? What is heaven? What are these energies around us? What's happening in the rest of the universe? These big questions we've been thinking about since, the dawn of humanity. So that's how I think about metaphysics. Although, I mean, there's so many ways you could answer that question.
Right. Well, and I really agree with you. When you look at these ancient traditions, even including Chinese medicine, they have been around for thousands of years, and modern medicine, and thank goodness for modern medicine in certain situations, but it's only been here, really firmly for 100 and almost 200 years. So the modern medicine is really, and it's still in its infancy. And when you look back at how a people, how a human society cared for itself. You don't see cold lasers. The cold lasers they used were with their hands or with their minds or using some other type of possibly crystals to create these energetic fields in which they could work to bring harmony and balance back into the body. And then, of course, when the body is in balance, it's much easier for people to drop in to the essence of who they truly are as a spiritual being. It's hard to be thinking at the highest of the highest peak about spirituality when you're in severe pain. And so I just find it fascinating, as you do, that metaphysics has been around, these techniques have been around, and now you are bringing them out and talking about them more in your book, Ancient Healings and Modern Miracles. Now, I know we've talked the gamut today, but is there anything in particular that we have not talked about that you want to leave or share with our audience?
I'd love to just build on what you just said, if that's okay,
Of
because
course.
that inspired me to say something, which is I think we're at such a pivotal time in history where we have access to all this technology, all these modern advances, but we also have the ability to bring forward these ancient traditions that have been preserved. And we're at it, I think, what the exciting opportunity is for humanity is to figure out how to blend these two. How do we blend science and spirituality? How do we blend, quantum physics and metaphysics? How do we blend modern medicine and ancient medicine? And, how do we infuse spirituality into our technology? Like, some people are, people have different opinions about artificial intelligence as an example, right? But artificial intelligence is programmed by humans, so it's only going to be a reflection of what the humans put into it. And so we have the opportunity to influence technology for the better if we're coming from a place of, us as humans are elevated in our consciousness. And so I think the opportunity for humanity, we all chose to live at this time because it's such a pivotal time. And everyone who's here is here because they decided, I want to be a part of this, of creating a new future for humanity. And so I just see that opportunity and I'm excited about it. And, I've talked a lot about ancient traditions and I think it's so important, but I didn't want it to get lost. But I also see the value of what's happening with, modern advances as well. And I think the blending of the two in a way that really picks and chooses the best of both and harmonizes them is really what's needed on the planet.
That is so beautiful. And that's a beautiful thought and concept to leave people with today. Now, again, could you share with people how they can find you, what your website is?
Yes, so my website is www.lightwithinheal.com. That's LightWithinHeal.com. And so that's one way. I have contact information through there. And then you can also look up the Modern Mystery School directly, or you're welcome to reach out to me. If you're not in Southern California and you want to find a practitioner, feel free to reach out and I'll guide you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being with us here today and sharing all your beautiful knowledge. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So,
Thank
everyone,
you.
you've been listening to Dawn Ressel on the Conscious Awakening Series podcast. And we're broadcast on the Conscious Awakening Network. So please check us out at theconsciousawakeningnetwork.org. Sign up to be on our mailing list. And until next time, thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed day and namaste. Thank you, everyone.